Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Are we in the air?
I think we are.
Good. Good. You want to hear this next story?
Yeah, I really thought Buckley was getting ball sacked.
This is great.
I wasn't. Close personal friend.
This is a photo that Buck texted to Suk and I on our show text thread where we discuss just about everything.
Stuff like this.
Ad nauseum.
You got to admit, when you see something like this, like on Facebook or Instagram, you're like, okay, I'll take things that didn't happen for 1,000.
Definitely.
Right? This is like, and it's always some like it's always some like house mom, whatever. And it's like, my 4-year-old came up to me today and said the most, and you're like, okay, your 4-year-old didn't say that. Please stop. Like, you're clearly trolling for attention. And yet, if this is true, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of license plates and the most cowardly thing to ever happen in the history of husbands.
Well, and a cowardly thing now that has happened twice.
Yes.
Now, would you like me to tee this up or would you like to...
No, you can go for it.
Okay, so the photo is just of a license plate. Now, it is our understanding that these are not vanity plates. This is just the random license plate generator.
Correct.
This is in the state of Idaho, where your buddy lives.
Yeah, my buddy lives just outside of Boise.
And, of course, it's got the red on the top, says Scenic Idaho, and yeah, it's got the mountains, and then on the bottom it says Famous Potatoes. Well, the random letters and numbers say the following. They say 1A...
dash.
Space, VAG for the number, U.
Oh, my God.
1A vag for you.
That's right.
It doesn't get any... better.
I mean, are you
kidding?
Well,
I made the joke in Idaho, 2A vag for you might be better because you got the whole Second Amendment thing. So, you know, it's a gun-toting vag for you.
Because 2 is like, you don't want to have 2A
quality.
Second Amendment,
2A?
You want top quality.
I know. And, yeah, and, yes.
And look, this is hilarious, but like, if it went to you and you got it, it's not that funny. Like, you drive a normal car or whatever, but the fact that this went to a mom of 3 that's driving a minivan...
And they just got the minivan because they just had their 3rd kid.
I'm sorry, but it takes this license plate from good to great. Legendary.
Yeah, so your buddy lives out there, and he texts this to you and said, hey, my wife got these plates sent to her in the mail, and she says she will not put them on her car.
No. Refuses.
Which I totally see her point.
What,
like, I'm not putting that on my car.
I would insist.
I think most people would not put them on their
really?
Car.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want 1A badge for you on your car? I'm sorry,
I think most
amazing.
People don't.
I'd put it on my car right now.
All right, let's put that to the test.
Done and done.
Well, let's find out if that's available in Oregon, and if it is, then you can have that vanity plate.
The idea of the BTJ driving around in her big jacked up Ford Bronco with 1A vag for you on it? Oh my goodness.
My buddy, who the plates were sent to, jokes maybe he should just put her Venmo handle on the back of the on the
yes.
back of the car and see what kind of money she can make.
Yes, I kind of want to get a bumper sticker now that just says 1A vag for you and put it on a car without her knowing.
Some of the comments are funny. He then texts us, I guess, what is this? What
this is Slack. This is just a group thread of friends. We're all in a fantasy league together, and we end up just sharing a lot of crap over there.
So he says, should we request a replacement and just post a photo of these plates?
No.
Somebody said, oh, my God, I'm dying. And then he said, Charlotte refuses to put them on her minivan. And then somebody says, oh, no, it's him. He said, my in-laws demand that Charlotte send them a picture with her holding it because they don't believe it.
No one believes it. No one did. I didn't believe it.
But this guy is, if you knew him, he would not be the person to fabricate something like this for fun. It just, it wouldn't happen.
Well, he clearly is a coward in backing down to his wife. Every now and then, take your balls out of your wife's 1A vag purse.
I don't think either one of them wants the license plate.
You're telling you wouldn't fight for this because I would.
I've given back a license plate.
You've given one back?
Yeah, when I was in California, I got a new one, and it either had like, I don't know, it had a series of letters that like were either suggestive or had 666 on it or something like that. And I was like, no, thank you, and I just got a new one.
Oh my goodness, I'm waiting for this sort of thing to happen to me. Like it's just, it's so disappointing that every now and then the universe opens itself up and it gives this gift and someone is in it, their inability to appreciate it. And you're right. This is a Seinfeld episode, as the text line points out. This is the ass man plate.
That was referenced in our
group
chat as well.
And here's the thing. You don't turn down ass man plates. If you get something from the state of New York that says you're the ass man, guess what? You're the ass man. You're like, yeah, well, that's what the universe is putting out there. I'm rolling with
it. I'm not getting behind you on this. I agree with Char.
You wouldn't want Danielle driving around with 1A badge.
Well, I mean, it'd be kind
of... I think you're in the unique minority here.
Yeah, you are. You're being secure.
It's very funny, no one wants this
and
permanently
said,
on their car.
And you said appreciate it. I think Char probably appreciate it. It's funny, but they're not going to go as far as put it on their car. Come on, man.
Cowards. Especially every one of you. You need to put some whimsy in your life, and nothing puts whimsy in your life like some 1A badge for you.
So he says, oh, man, that was awesome. DMV employee is probably mid-50s female who looked pretty damn good for her age. There was an older man and older woman who I really did not want to draw. This is him returning the plates.
Yeah.
So he's at the DMV. He says, I said, good morning. We just received these, and my wife refuses to put them on her minivan, and I slide the plates across the counter. Gal behind the booth immediately bursts out laughing and says, oh, you think? She then pulls up the information on the screen and says, you're the second person to return these. They'll just cycle through until some teenage boy gets them and thinks it's awesome. See, that's you. She then motions to the gal in the next booth over and says, hey, you got to check this out. And that lady's face got deep red. No words. I ended the transaction by saying, thank you for making that situation as pleasant as possible. Second returned 1A vag for you. It will not be on Char's minivan.
It's not as funny if it was like on like a Trans Am or some sort of white trash hillbilly mobile, but a nice like Chrysler Pacifica.
I think they got the Toyota Sienna, if I'm not mistaken.
God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. together from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That is funny. I mean, if you saw it, like if you saw it out in the wild,
you would think it was on purpose, right?
You would laugh.
Yes. Wouldn't you think it was a vanity plate, not a random plate?
100%. Because I didn't know that. So is in Idaho, are they all, do they all have a space in them like that?
I guess. I don't
know. They have two and then, I don't know.
Or maybe that's a new configuration.
Ours have three space three.
Right.
This one is two space five.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Just magical. And that's what I'm saying. Every time someone saw it, that minivan, an old Char-Char there, had an opportunity to spread so much joy. And I'm disappointed that she's not willing to put that enjoyment out there into the world, because everyone would have enjoyed seeing the Sienna with 1A badge.
Well, apparently someday it will be somewhere in Idaho because it's back in circulation.
Yeah, like she's right. Some teenage boy is going to love that.
I just want someone to get it and not realize what it is. Like, I got a car recently on the way, like November or whatever. I did not look at my plates when I got them. Like, they came in the mail and I put them on. I have no idea what my license plate is. Do you?
No, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Yeah. I mean,
I know it's not anything.
No,
it's not like big D for you.
No, but like I didn't look at my plates. I just took them out and I put the little sticker on it and put them on the back of my car and away I go. So there is a possibility. If I were to receive 1A badge, I don't think I would have realized it until someone pointed it out. I think I would have just been driving around.
I'm trying to look now at random, funniest random license plates.
Yeah, because like the
vanities,
a lot of them, like, you'll get rejected if you submitted 1A badge for you. It might get turned down.
It might get turned down. Same with 2A badge for you.
Yeah.
There's a kid in my high school who had a car that was 3SUM and then like three numbers, so everyone's like, oh, the threesome car. People thought that was cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because there has to be a bunch of these. Oh yeah.
Most of them are all personalized.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to think of like, you got to find ones that aren't, like you said, just random.
Well, there's probably not a lot of them out there because people won't.
Yeah.
They'll do what Char-Char did. And
this one's from, so I guess return. Kansas has 3 and 3, and this one is 420 space girl, GRL.
Okay.
Yeah. There's that.
Okay. Would you let your wife put that on the car?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what the license plate says, but I don't find 420 girl to be that funny. Like,
no.
You know.
Just like, means she likes to smoke weed.
Like, smoke weed. You're like, yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Buckley.
As soon as I saw it, I thought it was something that you two particularly
and I
would
love
enjoy.
That. You know, I love that. This happens a lot on social media. People will be like, hey, I saw this and thought of you. And it's usually something, you know, childish.
Yes.
But also great.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me happy when people do that.
Yeah.
That makes me happy to know that people think of us when certain things like this occur.
Yeah. It's way better that way.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.